thank you. That every one of us has a mission and a purpose. That God has an intent. His purpose upon your life. Can we read together the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. But before, let's read the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
But ye shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
Empa le ka fuwa matla mohlamo yo o halalang o tlang ho lona, mme le tla ba dipakisa ka Jerusalema le naheng yohle ya Judea le ya Samaria le ho isa pheletsong ya lefatshe.
This is another form of a great commission.
Ke e nngwe ya ditaelo tsa kgolo.
When the Holy Spirit has come,
He
says, you shall be my witnesses. And the Lord says, here in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. If you know Jerusalem, Jerusalem is like Pretoria. Judea, Gauteng. Samaria. And then the ends of the earth. May the grace of God be upon your life. May you respond to the call of God upon your life.
Amen.
May you be drawn to fulfill your mission.
Amen.
The book of Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1 to 3.
Hebrews 3:1-3.
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our calling, of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him. As Moses also was faithful in all his house. For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house.
Amen. Kabaka leo bana besu ba halelang. Ba nan le kabelo pitenge le hotimo. Le ena soko mo apostola le mo prista e mo holo watine le yarona Jesu Christi. Yani a tshepahala ho ya mmeileng jolo ka ha moshe ane a tshepahala tlung ya hae yohle. Gobane yena o badile a na le kganya e fetisang ya moshe jolo ka ha ya ahileng ntlo a tlhomphuwa ho feta ntlo.
Amen. So here the Bible says, partakers of the heavenly calling.
Bibele e re ba nang le kabelo pitsong ya
lehodimo. Can you say to your neighbor, I'm a partaker of the heavenly calling?
Ke na le kabelo pitsong ya Modimo.
So to do the work of the ministry, to be the sent out one, to do the calling of God upon your life, for you to grow externally, you must grow spiritually. Many of us grow faster outside. I think today when you look at children who enter puberty, specifically girl children, you will think that this child is an adult, but still a child. In my language, you say, Hubusiho, it's still darkness. It's just the body that is big. So, you must grow spiritually. There is a confession about the statement of faith. That Paul Yong Cho was teaching his church, and I felt this is very nice that we do in our church.
Dr. Yong Cho,
if you are a member of our church, you have received what you call the statement of faith. It's what this confession is about. If you can we stand together as we take it? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can you say, I am evangelical?
We are
evangelical. By evangelical, I mean a basic position both theology and in lifestyle. I believe in the triune God. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe that the Bible in its original text, it is inspired word of God. It's infallible and final authority on faith and methodology. As an evangelical Christian, I also believe in living a morally upright life, which manifests the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Finally, I believe in the reality of the new birth, which causes a change of lifestyle and brings a genuine desire to see other souls saved from sin. Let's give a powerful clap offering to the Lord. Please take your seat. This
declaration
is a very powerful declaration. That as a Christian, I believe that the work of God continues in my life. My life is a continuous work of the Spirit of God. I experience the goodness of the Lord and I walk in it. The desire to see others saved. The desire to allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life is a very important part. But we are saying to grow externally, you must go deep. Anything that is high, the foundation must be very strong. We recently had storms here in Gauteng. In our city here, we have a lot of old trees that fell over. And part of the reason is because their roots are done. So even yourself as a Christian, your roots must be deep. In order that you may grow high, in order that you may do great and mighty works for God, your inner resource must be able to sustain you. The higher you want to go in this life, the deeper your foundation should be. The depth of your life, is a measurement of how high you can go. All leaders must have a strong, deep, and stable foundation.
Amen.
Our greatest enemy is our carnal life, our carnality. So we need to build a strong foundation that we may have a strong character. Growth can only take root in our lives, in the life of a shepherd, in the life of a pastor, provided you participate as a Christian. Many Christians don't participate. They come to church. They are part of the people who sit in the church. Part of their struggle might be to criticize. But if you don't participate, you will not grow. You see, if you participate, we force you to grow. Because we are going to sin against you. We are going to offend you. And you will have to forgive us to show that you are growing. We are going to say things about you. We are going to correct you. And sometimes you might not like it. I remember somebody that I corrected in public. He took it very personal. And even others said, why didn't you call the person aside? I said, the church has so many members. We cannot afford to correct all of you to take us eternity. So we correct you that Ujola Hahao is wrong in front of everybody else. so that the whole church will know.
Gore kereke ka ofela itsebe.
That Ojola is not the right thing.
Gore joling is not the one.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your attitude determines your altitude. The more you participate, the more your attitude will be right. You know, people participate for what they can get out of it. So you have to understand that it takes you to be apostolic to have a bigger and a better dream about God. The book of Ecclesiastes
5:3.
Where a dream comes through much activity. So you have to understand that a dream comes through much activity. You cannot fulfill God's mission by sitting down. To dream. It is the language of the Holy Spirit. You have to see what God is calling you to. You have to visualize. You have to see it. Many people don't participate because they can't see far. The only thing they see is the kind of ordinary life they have. People just get married. They get a job. They buy a house, a car. That's how far they can see. Literally, they can't see. They are just following everybody else. And that is why you find in more than one occasion people feel very disappointed with their own life. Because after they've done all that they've done, they are still broken. Their life is not fulfilled. So I want you today to see the call of God upon your life. That in whatever place and position you find yourself, God will use you. And therefore you need to become conscious and aware. I use the example of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. Daniel was a statesman.
Daniel,
he worked in government offices. But he impacted the three governments he served. But you have to understand that Daniel didn't allow comfort to come his way. The reason why you are not growing is because you have allowed comfort to come. Your measurement is how comfortable you are. But I want to challenge you that Daniel had to face up with the den of lions. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had to face up with the fire. Queen Esther had to make a choice. If I perish, I perish. You can't be a great shepherd. You can't be a great pastor if you can't visualize struggle, suffering, hardship. To grow people, to participate in the life of Christ, is a life of pain. The Bible says, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. It was not an easy work. So your life cannot be an easy life. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Man will reap what he has sown. Life will tell your story that you were a coward. You chose the easy way. You were like water. You didn't like struggle at all. Most people are struggling in life because they don't choose the things that really will mature them. May the Lord have mercy on us. Vision is faith in action. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. By faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which are visible.
katumelo re a tsepa ho ba dintho tsohle di bopilwe ke lentswe la Modimo ka mokgwa wa hore tse bonwang ha di a ka tsa etswa ka tse bonahalang.
Faith without works is dead.
Tumelo ka ntle ho diketso di fihlile.
Show me your faith.
Mpontshe tumelo ya hao.
I'll show you my works.
Ke tla o bontsha diketso tsa ka.
Apostolic vision.
Bono ya bo apostola.
Is very important.
Ke bohlokwa haholo.
Jesus is the main vision of God.
Jesu ke yena pono ya ntlha ya.
And the vision of the world.
Le ya lefatshe.
I said Jesus.
Jesu.
Is the main vision.
Ke yena ntlha ya.
If you are really going to be a person who's going to be impactful.
Have o batla ho ba motho ya sepele.
Desire to be like Jesus.
Eh batla ho tshwana le Jesu.
If you desire to be like Jesus, you will soon have your cross. You will soon have your struggle. You will soon have a burden. You cannot be a shepherd who doesn't care. You cannot be a leader who doesn't care. No, it's not possible. Apostolic vision continues to give as it grows. It expands and grows. To have a vision is to have a mental picture. You must be able to see where God is taking you. Apostolic vision is a road map. It guides you and it helps you to avoid failure. Many of us fail because we have no guiding map. You should know that your life will end up somewhere. So you are better to decide where your life will end. I've said this before. That all those who have houses on loan, only 4% of them will own those houses. It's a scheme that they've been designed. That people should not be able to pay. So it keeps you busy. But they know that it might end up not being yours. So we are deceived to put all of our energy by abandoning the vision that God has given to us. To have apostolic vision. Apostolic vision creates character and self-control. It will force you. It will direct you. It will limit what you want to do. It will help to manage yourself and the end of your life. A clear vision will increase. Hallelujah. It will make you to see things properly. May the Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Jesus is bigger than your life.
He's
bigger than my life.
He's
bigger than life itself.
John 15:5.
I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing.
Jesus
is the true vision. Apostolic vision is bigger than life itself. So you must have a mental picture of yourself. Let me help you. As Acadia, part of the reason why we preach what we are preaching, we have what we call 2023-2024 vision for the church. Part of our vision is that we should complete all 5 regions. Every pastor should have a complete region. There's no amen in Acadia. We are saying to the Lord, help us to build 125 cells. Imagine somebody. With the target that our Sunday service should
be 1,875.
As a shepherd, you should have a working cell. You should have a passion. You should be driven. Okay, that was introduction. Let's see if we get into the message. Number one, apostolic vision demands passion and emotional response. Without passion, you cannot do much. My first service, the Honorable Doctor was here, so I said, because he had emotion and passion.
Amen.
You know, to marry a foreigner or a non-South African, it's a mission.
Amen.
It takes long.
Inkanakwetele.
You have to apply. It's not like, oh, I love you, you love me, so let's flow. Government insists.
Government
that it should not be marriage of convenience. So it takes long. Doctor said maybe around 6 months. And yet there is a girl you can just go and say, hey, I like you, I love you, and then that's it. You just sign, it's done.
Amen.
But this one, his passion and emotion, you are thrilling.
He
said, I'll cross the border. And when he crossed the border, they heard the word doctor. The woman didn't explain that he was a doctor who was still a student. Do you get it? So when they look, they say doctor. Doctor means money. Then they charge the level and that shows that you are a doctor. You get it? Imagine somebody. Yeah, I had a friend who decided to marry in KwaZulu-Natal.
My God.
So when he arrived, he thought it's a pastor's house. When he arrived, the pastor recused himself.
He
sent his brothers and his cousins to negotiate the
offer.
And they told him, we want so much money and 12 live animals.
My God.
Do you know how much is an animal?
8, 12.
You come here from the northwest and you are traveling, you cross all the other provinces because you are passionate, you love somebody. And when you arrive there, it's like they are opposing you. They say, you pay the money. After you pay the money, we want life for 12
beasts. 12. My God.
Do you understand? It's like they say 60,000 cash.
What is 60,000 cash?
12 cows.
Did you almost say 12?
And they prescribe them. They give you, this is the kind of cows we want. You will not just go and pick up cows and say they are 12. No. They ride, we want a bull. We want this. We want this. We want this. And then they steal it. We want a horse for the... For the shepherd.
Hey.
I say, hey, you married a princess.
Hey.
You get it? But the man was passionate.
Motho ena o nana le tshisego.
He didn't see all those things.
Ha bana ntshetsena ka ofela.
He organized.
O organize.
Brought the animals.
A tlisa di kgomo.
I'm saying to you, vision.
Pon.
Demands passion. You will not go very. You cannot be a great shepherd who's not passionate. You will not be a great pastor who doesn't have emotional response. The vision must light up.
Amen.
The vision must excite you.
Vision will excite.
When somebody's in love, they talk perpetually, consistently about their love. Doesn't stop talking.
High and easy.
Vision is accompanied by strong emotion. Whether you are a shepherd, but you are not driven by a strong emotion for those that you are leading. The cell is finishing in your eyes. Nobody's coming, it's only you.
How come when
yeah, it's only you. Only you. Nobody else.
I'm not with you.
You are the only one who's going to heaven. Because the clearer the vision, the stronger the emotion. I say the stronger, the clearer the vision, the stronger the emotion. Yes. You become emotional.
Amen.
You take it personal.
Winka personally.
Somebody says, oh, you are taking this very personal.
Winka personally.
I say, you are out of your mind. I must take it personal. How do you feel? If you have, this one is one child. If I was to say, give me the phone, can I have the boy? She says, no. Huh? If you had three kids or four,
Michael,
and I said to you, give me one, which one will you give? Huh? Which one you don't love more? What do you think? You'll give me the first one, the second one, the middle, the last one. Because there is emotional attachment.
It's true.
But to show that you have no feeling and emotion, some people don't come and you don't even care. The vision, that this thing has not become part of you. Number two, apostolic vision provides motivation.
It is our truth.
Jesus is our motivation to live a victorious and a purposeful life. How can you push further without you being motivated? You must be motivated to labor and to fulfill what God has called you to do. Vision makes you to take more responsibility. Yes. I've seen men who marry a woman and take the woman's siblings, brother and sister, to school, to university, pay for them.
My
God. Well, he's got his own brothers and sisters who are not at school. Yes. But he's got a feeling. He's got an emotion. You understand? He pays for his wife.
Yeah.
He takes responsibility. Oh, fall in love, you will see.
Ratana, we no tabona.
That's passion. That's vision. When I was Wajiwa, the spectators who are seeing that Wajiwa.
For you.
Yes. You're taking more responsibility. How can you say you are in the vision, but there's no responsibility you have taken? We talk about soul winning.
We talk
about giving. You are nowhere. You don't participate in anything. Then you lack vision. You lack passion. You lack motivation. Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 11. This man Hanani says, oh Lord, I pray, please let your ear be attentive to my prayers, the prayers of your servant, and to the prayer of your servant who desire to fear your name. And let your servant prosper this day, I pray. Grant him mercy in the sight of this man. He says, for I was the king Casper.
Oh, hoshe Jehovah, tebe ya hao, hai keisi kehe leta pelo, ya mshanka wa hao, leta pelo ya mshanka pa hao, ba itate sing, hotabali vitola hao, uke wake, sa mshanka wa hao kacheno, me umu fumante mohao pila, mwena wa hao, kine kile mkazesi, wamore.
So I'm saying to you,
kere huwe,
this man,
mwena,
the king could cut off his head, but he make a decision. I'm going ahead Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
They said, "Oh, King, live forever."
Bare, eh, morana, pela, waya, waya.
We will not listen to you.
Rekeke ra uma mela.
If we perish, we perish.
Hai, bare,
send us to the fire.
And
the Bible says the king was very annoyed.
Yaba, morena,
he made the fire 7 times. I don't know, 7 times. Possibly there were people. Have you seen how we melt steel?
Eh.
You blow more fire into it to create high
pressures.
The Bible says even those who threw them in, they perished before they could throw them in. They said, "We don't even care about our life." But you have come to learn that you care for your life. So you will not take any responsibility. You will not commit beyond. I remember I had a friend who were at the university together. A great guy. Came, the church was still starting, we were in the elementary level. I was so happy to see him. He came for about 2 months. And one day I decided, let me talk to this friend of mine to make a decision to be a member of our church. You know, that was the last time he came to church.
He
says, "No, no, no.
I didn't know, thank you.
I'm coming. No commitment.
I give it commit.
I just want to come.
Give it a
I don't want to take any responsibility.
I give it
no, 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 no.
Okay.
This was the first. The second one came. He was a pastor someone. Came with his wife. So they visited us. We're still singing a cappella in the church. Clapping with our hands. And the guy says, "I've been a pastor for a number of years. Pastoring is difficult. I want to rest." He lost his family and everything.
My God.
The cause of his inability to commit destroyed everything he had. Number 3. Apostolic vision provides direction. If you are truly a follower of Jesus, your greatest dream is to fulfill the dream of Jesus, that the whole world should come to his knowledge. Apostolic vision provides revelation for immediate direction. When God called Abraham, Abraham left immediately.
Abraham,
if God was to say go,
they
said, "You are saying over my dead body, let it pass me, Lord. May this cup pass me.
Not my portion."
Hey, there you go. That was quick. Not my portion, Lord. I'm staying here. You see, part of it is because you are blind. You don't see. Think about Abraham remaining where he was. And going to Canaan land. Becoming a stranger. Never having a stable place. Moving from one place to the other. What do you think? Vision wants immediate response. Why people fail is because they say they still have time. Yeah, they say I have time. You must be a person who has a clear apostolic vision. For it will give you direction. It will give you resolve. It will compel you. And it will limit the many things you are not supposed to do. Because it gives you direction. There are certain things I can't do. Because of the vision. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
Number 4. Apostolic vision provides purpose. It gives you reason to get up in the morning. Oh, we have been up since 2 a.m. Praying for you. Praying for this service. And many other things. And we are still standing. And it doesn't, church is not, after this meeting, there's more church.
There
is training.
Training.
There is meetings.
Meeting.
There is counseling.
Counseling.
Many other things.
Yeah,
one pastor came here in the, around 3 o'clock.
Three, four.
He said, I want to see, where are you? I said, I'm still in church. When he came, we spoke.
Said,
hey, I can see you are busy.
It's
like you are in the surgery. You still have a queue of people waiting. I
said,
it's the nature of the beast.
Amen.
This is church.
Kikireki.
Church is not what you are doing. Sitting here. This is a forte. This is starter.
When I get starter.
When you eat starter, this is why you are not growing. This is why you are not becoming powerful. Because when others stay to eat real meal, you are rushing to go and eat.
We're not so tardy.
We'll be here until late.
Hey,
there's no amen.
How na amen ka kereke?
I'm saying we'll be here until late.
We are
attending training.
Amen.
Yes, because we have purpose. You cannot be the great man, the great woman you are to be by just eating starter. Have you seen how small starter is? Just a big pack. Oh, there is a starter. Yes. And then we come to the main meal. There is dessert. Then after that there is coffee and cheese.
Hey. Yes.
Oh, you haven't traveled.
When I also am I.
Before you eat. Oh, we have been eating. They say only among the countries of the world. France, they eat almost, their mouth never dries up.
Hey, France.
But they are never fed. Because they eat for living. They it's fellowship.
Amen.
When you don't eat for fellowship, this is why you must stay.
Fellowship.
You eat to fill your stomach. You eat the whole pot. Now, by the time you finish,
how good?
You don't need to wash the pot. The pot is clean already. Apostolic vision develops consciousness that your life matters and that your contribution is critical.
Amen.
Many people don't realize that your contribution is critical. I attended a branch celebration yesterday and I had about 3 people who gave testimonies. I saw Nakedi somewhere.
Shepherd Nakedi,
can you come up? I mean, if you look at a stature. Ish! Tiny body. But everybody who came, who gave testimony. Thank you, Apostle, for sending us Shepherd Nakedi. I wonder what my life will be. Now, can you imagine 10 years from now? How many lives will have been impacted by her life? Because of doing a little. The topic here says, what I've written here, that your contribution is critical. Your contribution. Her contribution. She might not even be aware that she's saving a life. But you will never know that life. You might be presiding over the next president.
Amen.
Many years to come. You might be sitting with somebody who's going to be a critical person. You have to shape and form them.
Amen.
They are able to do much more. So when you look at her, she's a student.
She told me,
I'm graduating 2025. I said to her, by 2025,
you'll
be a great personality.
Amen.
power will have already manifested. You are learning struggle and hardship now. I told one person who was going for an interview one day. I said, you must tell them at the interview that you are not just an ordinary person. That you are a shepherd. I said, you tell them I'm a shepherd. And then they will ask you, what is a shepherd? Then you tell them, I oversee so many people.
It's
my extra commitment to my community. I'm giving the best of my life to them. And then you will get the job. Because you are different from others. You are already a leader. May you not just become a manager by title.
Amen.
But may you be received for the skills you have. So you look at her. A contribution. Eternity will tell.
Amen.
You will never know the person you are influencing. You might never meet people again. When I went for the funeral of doctor's father, Venda, I met another pastor. He said, in my youthful years, I influenced his life. I brought him into the ministry. I'm part of the team that ordained him. So I tell me, I'm doing a great work here.
Then,
he come from Rustenburg. Will I have known? Possibly if I didn't go for the funeral, I'll never meet the guy again. I was going to be shocked when I arrived in heaven. That the little seed I have sown has become a mighty seed. Has been able to influence others. My contribution was critical.
Amen.
When you are a shepherd who doesn't care.
When you are a shepherd who doesn't care.
As long as you are fine. You will not check on others. One young woman said yesterday, I'm a very private and reserved person. I wonder where will I be.
It's possible
I'll still be in my room. But
she
says, ever since I've come, the love I have received, because they have a shepherd. Psalm
23.
That kid is my shepherd.
Amen.
I shall not want. He leads me beside the still waters. Do you understand? Oh, you might not see it. I know you are too religious. You are too busy. Mercy. Can we give a powerful clap offering as you take a chair? Your little contribution is not little at all.
Amen.
Your vision, the apostolic vision, make you an important link to current realities and future possibilities. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You might not know that you have become a solution and an answer. You are a hiding place for somebody. You are sanity to them.
Amen.
You have brought sanity to them. Are you listening? Apostolic vision makes you an important link to the current realities. You are doing counseling. You are helping people. It might not seem important, but you will soon see it. Let the Lord have mercy.
Amen.
Number five. Apostolic vision brings clarity and vision. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 to 3.
Habakkuk 2, 2 to 3.
It says, write the vision down. Make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it will speak. It will not die. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry.
Amen. Ngwala tsenolo e petle mamatswaneng gore ya e balang a bale ha bonolo go bane tsenolo eo e sa dulete nako ya teng empa e tla ikaganela qetelong e keke ya thetsa ha e ka diega o lebelle go bane e tla etsagala ruri e keke ya fela.
Amen.
Amen.
Apostolic vision
Apostolic.
Is time within a time. You say you have to do all things at the same time. You can't say when this is finished, I'll do that. When this is finished. Your greatness is ability to do more things at the same time.
Amen.
You must make up your mind, I'll be a missionary. I'm going to die somewhere.
Well,
nobody will swell up my load.
Hey.
Can you imagine? You die, go Olivet.
Hey, you want us to bury you in Olivet?
You must go to Pakistan.
Pakistan, you MS.
Go to India.
India, you MS.
Go to China.
China, you MS.
All these places, if you go, you should know there is a 99.9% you are not coming back. When I say coming back, I mean, I'm not saying you will be staying there having a pool in the back of your house. No. I mean, you will be mincemeat, dead. Yeah. I gave an example in the morning. That somebody went as a missionary to one country. To love the people there. And one day he sent his two children, who always used to go to school, he sent them to school. And later during the day, when he opened the door of his house, he found a basket. Inside the basket,
basket
was two heads. He had a boy and a girl. Their heads were in the basket. He said, I've committed far too much. My children have died. They've become the martyrs for the gospel. If I'm going to die, it's going to be here. You think that was all? The same group of people who hate Christians, who are intolerant, they came and destroyed the church brick by brick. They make sure by the time they leave, there's no brick that is standing. I mean, they destroy the pillar, everything, nothing is left. Why we think, and yet to run, but that night, there was a storm. And that storm, there was a lightning. The lightning, I don't know how many volts were there. Maybe
3,000, maybe 10,000. Hey.
They hit the temple of these people who came to destroy.
Killed
these children, destroyed his church. That temple was destroyed. And everybody in the village knew. They started talking that we touched a wrong person. This person have already sent information that they will need to rebuild their church. When the money came, he made a decision with his few members. Let us go and build the temple that was hit by lightning. So they built this temple. When the temple was
standing,
nobody went to the temple. You know why? The whole village has become Christian.
Amen.
They said there's no person like you. What was the cost? It was an apostolic vision. He refused to be deterred. He refused to be intimidated. He stayed there. If I perish, I perish. When we have a sale, you wouldn't come. You wouldn't give anything.
How funny.
You will not lay down your life.
How funny.
Everything must benefit you. Do you understand? The person, the whole village. The temple was built.
Temple in everything.
But guess what? The scripture was fulfilled. These are the ones who turn cities upside down. You will never know the power that is in your life until you make a decision. I'll be a shepherd. We might look at Nakedi as just a small young girl. But I'm telling you, Greatness is embodied. Just a sign of mighty works is already there. We can already see that a great and a mighty person is coming.
Amen.
And I'm saying to you, why will you not participate in the greatest call? Go and make disciples.
Amen.
Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you'll be my witnesses. When you don't want to be a witness, you don't want to participate in anything. If you think this is all, there is a church in China. It's called Back to Jerusalem. The pastor is Ben Wang. You can Google him. I don't think you will find him, but you can Google him. He told us of a story. One of his pastors, they killed the first one. They knifed him many holes. They left him in the church. And the church came. They held hands together. Like Paul. They started to pray. And that body resurrected. Came back to life. But the communists were angry.
It's
a nonsense. So they came again. They went to another one. They caught another one. Because the church is underground. There's no church like us here. They cut his guts out. They cut it. Spread it on the wall of the building. And write with his blood. Raise him up. To show you that it's the same thing. So he says, when he went for this pastor who was already, they've already done post-mortem. They've already taken his guard. He went for the funeral. And he find the PA. And he said, nobody is mourning. Nobody is crying. And they said, we celebrate. This is what we gave our life for. For China to be saved, some of us must die.
You
say, our pastor has taught us. This is the way, this is the greatest way to exit. To preach the gospel. And if you die, you are just like Jesus, who died on the cross. It was not in vain for Christ to die on the cross. And therefore, our life will not be in vain. So the PA was saying to Benoit, don't worry. We are sure our city is changing. We are sure our impact is sure.
Amen.
Do you understand? Do you understand? Apostolic vision drives you to surrender your life. To understand that you have to do more within the time you have. You have to bring more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The apostolic vision.
Apostolic.
Lastly, visualize.
Born.
When you visualize,
how born?
You end barrenness.
Utosabunyopa.
You end unfruitfulness.
Utosabunyopa.
Because you can't see.
Obani usufu.
You have become barren.
Unyopa.
You are no longer fruitful.
Hauna dituruana.
There is no more fruit in your life. Because you have become self-centered. Jesus was speaking in the book of Revelation. He says, you have lost your first love. You have lost your first love. He says, return to your first love. Return to your first love. Return to your first love. When you lose the vision, you become barren. But when you visualize, you'll see things that others can't see. The story in the book of 1 Kings 18, verse 41 to 45. The Bible says, and Elijah said to Ahab, go up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, which is a mountain. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees and said to his servants, go up now, look towards the sea. So he went up and he looked and said, there is nothing. Can you say there is nothing? This is how many people look at life. They look at spirituality and say there is nothing. There is nothing. And he said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. Then it came to pass on the seventh time that he said, there is a cloud as small as man's head rising out of the sea. So he said, go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you.
Amen. Yaba Elia ore ho akabe nyoloha ote onwe ho bane ho ukala modumo wa pula e kholo akabe a nyoloha ho tsa le hona Elia yena a sella ho tuma kamele ina mafatshe a ya se fatlo sae pa tsa mangole ya hae are ho mo tlanka wa hae a ko nyolohe ho tadime ka nqa le wa teng a nyoloha a tidima are ha ho letho Elia are boella ha supa ka bo supa are ke bona le runyana le ka ka tsiatsa sa motho le nyoloha le watleng Elia a benyoloha ore ho akabe bofa o theuwe e sere mohlomong wa thibelwa ke pula go se o kae magodimo a ntshofala ke maru le ke moya ga na pula e kgolo.
Don't be a person who lacks faith.
Se ka ba motho ya senang tumelo.
Have faith.
Ke ba le tumelo.
Believe. I said, believe.
Tumel.
Abraham says, go again. Elijah said, go again.
Elijah,
seven times.
Hasupa.
The person says, I see a cloud as small as the head of a person. That's all I need. There is a mighty rain coming. And the Bible says, the whole sky became darkened. May you have faith. Elijah visualized. Even in the midst of opposition, there is nothing. 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 The seventh time. He saw it coming. I'm saying to you. Maybe you failed before. You were left before the time. You were quick to leave. But I'm saying to you, look again. Come again. For the apostolic vision.
Demands
visualization. Without visualization, you won't do much. Apostolic vision is an instrument of divine communication.
Amen.
Yes, you can see. You can hear. You can understand. You receive guidance. The absence of apostolic vision in our life is a sign of spiritual decline. If you look at yourself, you look at your branch, you should ask yourself, where is my passion? Where is my drive? For the prayer,
should
be, Lord, revive me.
Amen.
Lord, restore me. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The passion. Every time I think about the story of Ben Wang, when he was telling us about this pastor whose children went to school and came, their heads came back in a basket. And he said, I'm not leaving. This is exactly where God has called me. This is where I'm going to die. This is my ministry. The book of Exodus says, these are them who turn cities upside down. They have come here also. May this grace be upon your life. May you never be deceived by comfort. I pray that the apostolic vision will enter you. That we will push further and deeper.
Amen.
That it will not only be you and your family, but it will be all of us. Every eye closed. Every head bowed. I said every eye closed. Every head bows. Maybe you are here this morning. It's the first time coming to church. Or you have been coming. But you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I want to pray together with you. The Bible says, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his own soul? Your soul can be lost. Your soul can be lost. Jesus has come that you may have life and have it abundantly. He says, come to me, all you who are heavy laden. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Today you can make up your mind. I want to participate in this eternal purpose, in the calling of God. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to be a child of God. I want to be born again. God loves you. He says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have an everlasting life. God did not send Jesus to condemn the world, but that through him we might be saved. Today you can make right. He said to Nicodemus, you need to be born again. You need to be born again. No one will enter the kingdom of heaven except you be born again. I want to pray with you today. If you are here, you say, I want to be born again. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to be a child of God. Lift up your right hand and lift it high. And I'll pray together with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I see your hand. God bless you. Is there somebody else? I want to receive Jesus. I want to be born again. I want the grace of God to come upon my life. I want the grace of God. God has a plan. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Is there somebody else? Lord, come into my life. Lord, save me. Lord, may my life have purpose. May my life have meaning. Jesus has come that you may have life and have it abundantly. The entry point for abundant life is to receive Jesus. This is my last call. Is there somebody else? Pastor, pray with me. I want to make right with God. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to be a child of God. God bless you. God bless you. Is there somebody else? I want your grace to reach me. Lord, do a new thing in my life. Is there somebody else? We're going to pray. I'll ask everybody to stand. As we stand as a church. If you lifted your hand, please come here on the altar. I shall just help them to come. Can we give a powerful clap offering to Jesus? Come, don't be intimidated. I want to receive Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to be a child of God. I want a new life. I want a new life. Lord, give me a new life. Lord, change my life. Transform me, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's a good decision that you've made. I gave my life to Jesus. Possibly at your age. I look back and I'm grateful. We're going to pray. I'll ask of you to lift up both of your hands as a sign of surrender. I'll ask the church to join us in prayer. I'll ask of you to follow me as I lead.
Amen.
Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you today for your love, your grace that you have shown towards me. Today, I pray. I'm a sinner. Lord, forgive me. Wash my sins with your blood. Make me your child. Today, with my own mouth, I speak that Jesus Christ is Lord. With my own heart, I believe unto righteousness that you raised him from the dead. I thank you, Father, for you said in your word, if I speak and I believe, I will be saved. Can say, Satan, today I've received Jesus. I'm a child of God. I cut ties with you. I have nothing to do with you. Take what is yours. I belong to Jesus. I love Jesus. I've given my life to Jesus. Can you say, Holy Spirit, can you come into my life? I welcome you. Lead me and guide me, even now, in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for this, your children. I commit them to you. I refuse Satan a foothold, even upon their life. Father, we pray for the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray for the newness of God. Father, may you apprehend them. May the power of the Holy Spirit work mightily upon their life. Father, deliver them from any addiction. Deliver them from curses. Father, set them free. May they love you truly. May they grow in your knowledge. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. And the church said, amen. You may drop your hand. Look at me. Behind you, there are people. You just turn around.
So
take your particulars, your name, cell phone number, address,
so
you can go back to your seat. But at the end of this service,